You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's the 9th day of November, Monday afternoon. Have you gotten your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference yet? 9th day of November, not until the 24th do you have to be there, but you have to have a ticket. So why don't you walk on over to the website, farmassetsconference.com, or call this number, 800-898-1065 for me. That's 800-898-1065. 1065 right now if you want to pick up your ticket. It's just $30. This event is so well put together, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of patting myself on the back here, but we happen to get lucky, and sometimes I'd rather be lucky than good, and get the right things up front. So what are the things we're talking about? Markets, of course. We always do that. Big data. You know, Congress had a hearing last week on this. John Deere and Monsanto got together on this last week. Actually, Monsanto will be making a presentation on big data. It'll be John Jansen, who's a VP there of their Climate Corp group, Climate Ag Services. And we're also talking about nutrient loss. Of course, we have lawsuits in Iowa. We've had some problems in Massachusetts. The state of Illinois trying to bring it head-to-head in terms of how do producers put themselves in a position not to be regulated. Let me repeat that, not to be regulated. All at the Farm Assets Conference. It's just $30. It's the 24th day of November in Normal, Illinois. Get your tickets right now, 800-898-1065. I kid you not, this is going to be a good one. And you can get the tickets online at farmassetsconference.com. On the line, speaking of that, from Risk Pulse is Mark Russo to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. There are some turbulent days, I think, in the Midwest this day, this week, maybe Wednesday and possibly Thursday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's certainly the case here, Todd. We do see a storm system that will be ejecting out from the Rockies into the plains here tomorrow, and that will influence our weather here in Illinois, let alone the whole Midwest, coming up Wednesday night into Thursday. With that, will actually come a risk of severe thunderstorms, which I guess isn't that uncommon for this time of year. The fall, especially late October and early November, can be a time of year where we do have an enhanced risk of severe weather, kind of the second severe weather season, as we have that clash of air masses, higher frequency of that at this time. And so that is something to keep in mind as we go through the day on Wednesday and then on into Thursday. But once that system goes through, we do see some continued breezy conditions into Thursday, but that looks to be our primary just window of rain and storminess here this week, again, just centered on the middle part of this week.
And a short update on South America.
Well, for South America, there continue to be no major issues at the present time. There is going to be a break in rain activity across Mato Grosso and some of your adjacent areas there in center west Brazil. However, that looks short-lived as rain activity does look to increase across the region as we go through next week, and that will continue to improve soil moisture. The one item of note that could be net detrimental is this wetter than normal pattern across southern and southeastern Brazil that may delay planting progress. Again, it doesn't look excessive or enough to cause excessive wetness issues, but that is really the only detrimental item in the pattern here, is this wetter than normal pattern that looks to prevail across southern Brazil over the next few weeks.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. That wraps up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.